Welcome to Output PDX, the show about business, technology, and creativity in the Bridge City. I'm Robin Veda, and today we're talking to Josh Carter. Josh, you founded Brightwork, which is a tech company here in Portland. Do you want to tell me a little bit about it?
Sure. Brightwork's a microservices platform. So we provide everything out of the box for a developer to build their applications more efficiently. Mm-hmm. So things like object storage, email, database, analytics are all prepackaged. So that the thought there is that the developer can build faster, and they don't have to worry about these individual ancillary services.
So you're allowing apps to be developed kind of at a faster pace that way.
Yeah, we're not trying to really save them code. The developers like to code.
Sure.
We're making the decisions that they really don't want to spend a lot of time on worrying about.
Right. What kind of apps do you see either currently being developed there, or what kind of apps would you hope to see developed through you?
Yeah, right now it's single page apps, so web developers are building on us right now. One app in particular is for the Super Bowl, so a contest app leading up to the Super Bowl is on Brightwork right now.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's fun.
That's like a big thing.
Yeah, we think so. Yeah. We're pretty proud of it.
Anything else that you're excited about in the sort of app world?
Yeah, just that, you know, things that are really evolving right now, like IoT and cars becoming more intelligent, and we're seeing a play where we can be valuable there as well. So we're not platform, you know, we're not platform specific, we're not mobile specific, we're not web specific. We're really catered to any developer that's building for any solution, infrastructure, mobile, web. So the possibilities are endless, and I think we're just scratching the surface of where we can go.
Nice. Yeah. Okay, you used an acronym there that I'm not familiar with, IoT?
Internet of Things. So.
Okay.
Yeah, I think devices, connected devices, yeah.
So you work a lot with mobile technology, apps being used on smartphones. Where do you see that kind of heading in the future?
Yeah, I think for a lot of companies, mobile is really the way they connect with their audience. We're seeing that with Nordstrom, right? You can text somebody and they'll respond to you via your mobile phone. Mm-hmm. So it's not just these native apps that are being built. It's these simpler apps that provide one service really well. Mm-hmm. And so I see companies needing to do that and being more agile and be more competitive. Mm-hmm. So solutions like Brightwork just kind of advance that a little faster for them.
And I guess there are probably a lot of large companies who, they're not in the tech business, they're not in the kind of app development business, but they want an app developed for their specific purpose. And so they're going to want something to approach somebody who can do that really quickly for them, because they're not invested in developing something, they're really invested in just having a quick solution.
Yeah, it's a way to connect with their consumers very quickly. Mm-hmm. And having something that allows you to do that efficiently just helps them stay competitive and be more agile. Mm-hmm. I think we're seeing a mindset where companies are looking at microservices and specifically cloud solutions to help them be more agile, and we're excited to be a part of that.
You seem to be a little bit of a serial entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. Can you tell me about your other companies that you've started or worked at in the past?
Sure. It all started when a buddy of mine back in the Bay Area was having trouble booking shows for his band.
Okay.
And he didn't have a booking agent, so I pretended to be his booking agent. And it worked. It worked really well. We got him a gig, and it was amazing.
You became his.
Yeah. We became a booking agent overall in the Bay Area, but that was where the whole entrepreneurial spark happened. Mm-hmm. And every lead up to where we're at now was really sort of a chess game for the previous company. So I did radio after that for a while to stay in the music business, and then we created Plunk to kind of bridge the gap between technology and musicians that felt really jaded by having the music industry really only catered to a few people and make money for a few, select few people. Mm-hmm. Like a good example is the Apple acquisition of Beats. They made $3 billion on that, but if you talk to touring bands, they didn't really make anything. Mm-hmm. So we created Plunk to kind of bridge that gap.
And what did Plunk do?
We were a creative agency for really music industry. So if you go to Taco Bell's FeedTheBeat.com, that was our solution that we built. Mm-hmm. And Feed the Beat was a program Taco Bell created to help struggling musicians, provide them with access to press and events, and gave them a $500 card to go eat at Taco Bell, which is great for bands.
They're open almost all the time, right?
So that's right. So bands loved it, and so we built the website for them, and we built a nice solution for them. But it was every step I saw was just a step into what I'm doing today, and we created Brightwork to. Because we were struggling with what we were doing at Plunk, I created Plunk because I didn't want to do radio anymore. I created radio. It was just a step, every step along the way.
I love that way of kind of evolving. Like, I've got this problem, I'll work on it for myself, and now that I've kind of figured that out, I'm going to make that solution available to the world.
Yeah, business is all about a hypothesis you have, right? I think that this is going to work and this is valuable to this subset of people. Mm-hmm. And that's how you create a business. And you either prove that out by having somebody pay you, or you don't, and you fail.
Yeah.
And so that's how we learned was, do we offer something that's valuable, and are we the right team to do it? Mm-hmm. And I think what's different about Brightwork than the other things I've been building is that it caters to a wide set of people, and that we're, you know, seeing people pay us for what we're doing. You know, like the Super Bowl app's a great example.
So you came from San Francisco, that's right, about 3 years ago.
Yeah.
How do you feel that the Portland tech scene or Portland business scene is different than San Francisco?
It's night and day. It's more collaborative here. Mm-hmm. People really want to rally around everybody's successes and help each other out, whereas San Francisco may not be so helpful, yeah. Or you have a really small subset of folks that are helpful within that group, and it's really hard to penetrate that little community. Here, it's such a small area geographically and people-wise that it's really easy to be helpful when you need to be, and you run into people and you just make friends really easily here.
Yeah.
So I love it. It's great. I don't think we could have created Brightwork in the Bay Area and had it been so successful. Yeah.
So I know that Portland is actually changing quite a bit. Yeah. You've been here for 3 years. I've been here for a lot longer, and it's kind of seen that evolution, and I know that it's growing a lot. Do you have any sense of how it's growing or where it's moving forward in our tech industry?
No, I think it's still early on. I think we're still 5 to 10 years behind where a lot of other areas are, especially for VC access to money for early stage companies. I think we're 5 to 10 years behind where a lot of other markets are, mm-hmm. and that's unfortunate. I think what we're going to need to see is some entrepreneurs that have successful exits that give back into the ecosystem mm-hmm. more. We're seeing a few of those people today. But I think it's growing, but it's taking their Portland pace, right? It's
going at what pace it wants to go.
We're a little bit lazy about things.
It's not that
we drive
lazy.
The speed limit.
Yeah,
we develop at our own speed.
Yeah, but I love that. I love that it's a character that you don't find in other markets.
Yeah.
And I love that about Portland is that I know that if I need to get something done, it's going to get done.
Right.
It may not happen tomorrow, but it's going to get
right.
done.
Yeah.
And that's what I love about this place.
Portland is a slow drip coffee kind of town.
Oh, it's the best. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's good. There's growth potential. Mm-hmm. It's just on its own time.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. What are you most excited about, either in Portland or just in general in your industry?
I think we're starting, like I said earlier, I think we're starting to see the trend where companies are seeing that the cloud is becoming more valuable. They can mm-hmm. be more agile. They can be more efficient using the cloud.
Mm-hmm.
And internal teams specifically are finding that they can use a solution like Brightwork to be more efficient. So we're seeing IT groups want to build on Brightwork because they build small internal tools.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think we're starting to turn the corner of, I need to buy a server and put it in my closet and have some like big monolithic machine running
right.
my business, to I can be a lot more agile if I can just deploy something very quickly and mm-hmm. spin it down when I don't need it. It means that I don't have to keep that asset mm-hmm. on my books, and I can be much more efficient with my workload.
Yeah.
And I think that's transcending industry. It's not just a, you know, automobile industry problem. It's, you know, medical. We're seeing that now, financial. And as the cloud becomes more secure, we're going to see that shift. And
mm-hmm.
it's a culture shift, too.
Yeah.
A lot of companies are used to buying servers and having that on their books and having asset tags and all that stuff. And
yeah.
I'm sure IT people will be thrilled when they don't have to put an asset tag on a server anymore. It's one of those things, like, it's got to be a mind shift. And
mm-hmm.
I think we're starting to see that now as connected devices become more prevalent in our everyday mm-hmm. lives.
Yeah. Do you find, like, with Brightwork, you're giving that platform or ability for companies to be able to make apps more easily, that means companies of large scale and small scale can make apps? You know, companies that might not have thought before that they had the resources or ability to make an app could?
Yeah, that's another great use case that we're seeing. A lot of companies or a lot of entrepreneurs that may be technical, but they don't want to find a really technical co-founder. Maybe they have
yeah.
good front-end chops, but they don't know DevOps
mm-hmm.
or they don't know infrastructure. Brightwork's a great solution for them because now they can do this in a very simplistic way
mm-hmm.
and not have to bring in more people. It's a way for them to do a heavier workload with fewer hands. And so even startups, we're seeing startups in hackathons that are using Brightwork because they have a short amount of time
mm-hmm.
to build something, like 48 hours. And so having something that allows them to build something on the back end very quickly
right.
and focus on the front end is super appealing.
Nice. What's your favorite leisure time activity in Portland?
I love just being outside. I mean, in the Bay Area, we don't have like waterfalls every 5 miles. Mm-hmm. Here, I go 20 minutes and when we first got here, we went, like everybody does, go to the Vista House and mm-hmm. ride down to the Multnomah Falls.
Yeah.
And towards the end, you're just like, another waterfall. You know, it's like, no big deal. Yeah, just, they're everywhere.
Yeah.
But I love that. And Silver Creek Falls is one of my favorite places to go. Mm-hmm. And just going to the coast. It's great. I love it here.
Yeah. Thanks for coming and talking to us today.
Thanks. It's been great.
Yeah.
That's it for this episode of Output PDX. We'll see you next time.